That means the victory is secured. But then, oh boy. Michael tried to because Thorhan said, I am not allowed to tell you who these CEOs are. I am not allowed to tell Morian just this. You can disclose, of course. So we understood very well with Michael, why, and we didn't want him to get in trouble. Michael asked Thorhan, it is okay that we speculate about host countries, weather and CEOs, and that I got answer from Thorhan say yes, of course, at the moment I am not giving you the answer. I am not breaking any disclosure. But at the moment Yao speculate, it's great. So Michael, who is fantastic researcher, found out who these corporations and countries were. Invite you to watch the latest video we did. When he announced in this video what who he thinks by corroboration of facts are these progressive CEOs involved in this new Starfleet, he got hammered, and I got hammered too. Why? Because nobody's happy with that. I am going to read Michael's comment under his video, and that will tell you everything about it, because that speaks better than what I would say. I've read the comments and many are incredulous that the Galactic Federation of Worlds is working with the likes of Bezos, Musk, Branson, etc., and regards them as leaders of progressive corporations. Everyone needs to calm down. From the perspective of the Galactic Federation of Worlds, these are newer aerospace companies that respect workers' rights, etc., and are introducing more advanced air technologies, reusable rockets, electric cars, for instance, in comparison to the older aerospace companies Lockheed, Northrop, BEABAE, etc., that are linked to the interplanetary corporate conglomerate and hoarded everything for decades. The ICC worked with the Dark Fleet and was complicit in forced labor, galactic slave trades, weapons proliferation, etc. When one compares Bezos, Musk, etc. to the ICC practice, it is easy to understand why the Federation regards their 367 former as progressive. Big difference between how Musk, Bezos, Branson and all their employees to how the ICC treated workers and captive slaves in their classified facilities in Antarctica and off-planet. I honestly feel, that are you really ready to learn about what's happening? When Thorhan told me I'm not allowed to tell you names, I understand why now. Because people aren't ready to hear. You're so all like filled with fears and you need to calm down. Yes, as Michael said, these are speculations based on facts. You can't beat facts, okay? The Galactic Federation has been fighting since ever since long time not ever to help us liberate yourselves from the Nebu and the Draku. We're winning thanks to them, thanks to them. We have the alliance, thanks to them. We have all the technology, we have solar wardens, we have them beds, we have the free night, we have everything, thanks to them. Their only aim is to set us free, and they're doing it well. You need to open your mind to a broader perspective. These people, I mean, they are businessmen. They have turned their interest to what will serve their interest. The cabal is falling, nobody wants to work with the cabal anymore. Now everyone wants to work with the winners, the bankers. And honestly, do you really think you know everything about these people? Yeah, they've done bad things. Haven't you? Yeah? Do you know you know? Do you think you know everything that's happening in space? No, you don't. I don't know everything either. Who knows? This is information. This is what's happening, and if you think that you know better than Michael Sala, who has spent years of his life studying exopolitics. He has a PhD and he has a compilation of personal testimonies, that are so invaluable and that are so proved, that they are real, with real people who have worked physically in secret space programs. Bill Tompkins, for instance, people like this. Michael has written so many books about the subject. So when he speculates something, it is based on something concrete. It's not just speculations. If you don't like it, well, come up with other speculations. I mean, every suggestions are welcome, instead of attacking people for delivering information. I never said about Moscow, whatever, I just delivered the information about these agreements. You know, when sometimes, when personnel from the Galactic Federation say people are not ready to hear their stuff, well, I think yeah. I ask you to trust that the Galactic Federation of World is working for the greater good of humanity. These new companies, SpaceX and Else, are the future. There are no others. So you take what's there, and with what's there you make a future that is progressive and serve the greater good of everyone. The ISS, that's over, it's crumbling. The ICC and the Cabal, interplanetary corporate conglomerate, it's crumbling down. The Dark Fleet. The Cabal, it's all falling. Now there are fresh new corporations that are going to prove themselves, and they're well looked after, watched. If you know better, say it. Who you know is a good guy and a bad? 5 years ago, 4 years ago, everybody was saying, oh my god, Trump is horrible, he's such a bad guy. A year ago, oh my god, he's the savior. He's wonderful, he's amazing. He's gonna save us. All we all pray that he still come back as a president. Thatcher, you manipulated. What do you know really about people? What do you really know? Just what to hear. So don't go in the crusade on just words. I'm just tired of that. I just died of working my ass off to deliver you information, and then. We are going towards a great future, and the way it is done is forced to serve the best interest of Themony, and I will keep on giving you this information, that you want it or not, that you like it or not, because that's my job. To get intel and pass it on to you. Tat, you criticize me that you think I'm 368, listening to the CIA through my headphones, I don't care. Do my job business as usual, I'm here to help you. I came here sacrificing a lot to help humanity, and nothing and no one is gonna stop me doing my job. I spent my days, my night working for that. I do not have a regular job. I had no time for it. All of this because I love humanity. So I will keep on doing it, if some don't like it. I don't care now. I'm a normal person, I know nothing, I am French, I live in Ireland. I don't think about American politics, I'm just a normal person who's been abducted, and I mean who tries to sort out everything. LAN, I'm going to tell you about the LAN people, because they're amazing and they're also part of the Federation, and they are helping us, working for us. We are so many who have abandoned everything to come here and help you. Lyra Constellation is a place in our galaxy where an intergalactic federation has decided to seed humanity, humanoids, as a project. And from Lyra, humanoid traces have spread throughout the galaxy. One of these different genetics that were implanted there was what they call themselves, humanoids. They're quite tall and they have what looks like feline features, but it's not cat people. They look like it. But in fact it's a special genetics that make them look like it, the face, the features, because they have a wider slanted eyes and larger nose, and they have a little bit of something here. So I'm going to tell you about this, in which system they first. They did originate form 1 just on a system in them in the Lyra zone. I would say because constellation is a visual illusion pattern that see when we are from Earth, for instance, there is a bit of a confusion. I'm really glad to clarify. People mentioning these beings with feline-like looking features are calling them the Lyrans. They are Lyrans. But Pleiadians are Lyrans too, Ahila Lyrans too, Tal are Lyrans too. Even some species of reptoids are Lyrans too. Lyran means from the constellation Lyra. Lyra is a word from ancient Greek that means a small harp. Because seen from Earth, few of these star systems seems to form a pattern of a little harp. But when you say Lyran, it's a word invented, of course, on Earth. Ima reminded ETs are not calling themselves by names created on Earth. These people live so far, so far. Let us call them by their real name, which funny looks like Lyran. The LAN, this beautiful race, was born in few systems of the Lyra constellation. I'm going to show you, because my book is a real Bible to me as well, everything is in it about these people. Page 184, you have a beautiful illustration done by me. You, yes, so yeah, see, they are humanoids, they have big slanted eyes and they have a prominent forehead. A lot of humanoids have that, and a large nose, and they look a little bit like a feline. And they have thick hair. You know these people, little and others, they've played a lot with genetics, so you know I'm notable to explain to you why they look like that. The LAN come from the star system we call Kepler-62. This is the Lyra constellation and K62 is this big star above. Kepler-62, Main System, 5 planets, origin of man, humanoid races. Kepler-62 it had 5 natural planets, not terraformed. Eagery next to the star Mana, where you have famous land people. Then second planet Gmun, Ladrak very nice reptoids. Third planet, Big, 369, 1, Mankara, Dal, rulers of the star system and then Maya. And the fifth Antar and you have here the Noor, the big ones, that all giants. We go back to Egria. Q. I have heard that the Tal have bases in Himalaya, is that right? The Tal had, yes. In Himalaya there are a lot of bases, different bases, I think there are 4. They have a base there, they are tall humanoids with white hair, but they are very discreet and they have a base here to control bit and monitor ours. They have a base in every planet they have seeded. Alan live on the first planet, Egeria. This was the most magnificent world. Unfortunately first in line when the massive Chekhov fleet approached the Man system. The survivor escaped to the third planet Omanjiru inhabited by the Talent central power for the whole planetary system. Unfortunately Omanjiru was the next in line. The Tal managed to halt the invasion by attempting negotiations with invaders which allowed enough time for the whole 4 inhabited planet to put an evacuation plan into action. Tal humanoids with beautiful feline faces features for the upper part of their head from their flat nose wide noticeable nostrils to their long wavy red or golden hair, although their mouth is humanoid-like as are the rest of their bodies. Their ears are small and rounded and they have a tail, small one. Their skin, generally light brown, is covered with a short silky fur and their eyes are of all sorts of shades, amber and turquoise being the most common color. Egeria, their home world before it was ransacked and scrapped off its vegetation to become a reptilian mining facility, was a beautiful world we still spoken about in our legends, the legends of the Ahil. The vegetation had on Egeria colors not found anywhere else, such as golden magentas, pinks and purples. And the sky had a green-blue shimmering light. Lan cities were built from crystal ina materials. Lani treasurer above all beauty culture and arts, such as music and poetry. Lani have an active part in the Galactic Federation of Worlds, taking an important part in the galactic diplomacy. Lani discovered Terra about 1 million years ago and settled a colony there, starting genetic experiments on the indigenous hominids. Shortly after the Chekhov Empire arrived at their turn and tough factions fought in a series of historical conflicts called the Terran Wars. This was violent, and different parties joined such as the Anunnaki, who had until then been cooperative with the Lani on the basics of territorial agreements. The Chekhov wanted to enslave the genetically upgraded Terran species with the Lani and the Anunnaki had better plans, a little more practical. Than the Chekhov. The result of this long series of fights rescinding entire civilizations eventually ended by a faction of Chekhov and Nagai, redrawing underground, while the rest of the troops left the Terran system. Nowadays they are supporting the Terrans in their spiritual awakening, working together with the author races of the Galactic Federation of Worlds in the Council of Five to Terra's ascension and to Thepaging of the Cabal. They have oblong ships like Cigar Shape. Shapeshift as well. Now their colonies have spread very widely throughout the galaxy and through masters they air at room masters in genetics and they adapt to their physiology to the new environments, giving birth to a wide genetic diversity of features as for instance, the bird-like mutation in the Carrion system in Orion. Lani and Tali are naturally compatible and their crossbreed is named Ahil. When they decide to settle colony in the world without disturbing anyone, they are going to breed themselves with the locals to be able to create a race of hybrids, able to strive in the new environment. In the meantime they stay on board ships. And when the new race of hybrids is ready to live, 370, on the planet the descendants they go, and the ancestors say stay in the ships. That's a bit like what happens on Earth with the gods. Staying in their ships and cities in the sky and you know. Q. Do you have info on planetary Lyra in Epsilon Lyra in the constellation of Lyra? Inhabitants. Epsilon Lyra, on page 181 you have the list of all the systems where you have life in Lyra. I actually don't have in my book. That means these people are not interacting with Earth. I have been told. But you know there are so many. Lyra constellation is teeming with life, absolute life everywhere. So I do not have info on these ones. I'm going to ask about that. Q. How do the Lani educate their children? The Lani are educating their children in the way of the man cultures. They do as globally as the Ahil and the Tuili too and the Ori. They first are going to discover who the child is, and they are going to do whatever they can to develop the personality, the abilities and the gift of this child, this new being, to be able best to enable this being to perform his life mission. What they usually do. The Lani are more individuals. They are going to homeschool the kids and educate him. It's not really as we do on Earth, overwhelming the child with knowledge that comes from outside. They are going to do the contrary. They're going to teach the child how to go and find the knowledge within his heart, within himself, and how to exceed knowledge by himself, find the inner portal, who areo and tap into the knowledge of the universe. They can also, in like the Ahil, do that a lot, group kids by sectors of abilities. For instance, if your kid is very skilled in arts, for instance in music, you're going to group this kid in a kind of school groups, learning groups of other kids who will also be talented in music. Then they will motivate each other and build each other, and that will multiply the ability of developing their gifts. There aren't schools like buildings with a teacher. There are teachers, but they are more like spirit guides, spiritual masters, let's say, and you know that's the way of the school of tomorrow, and it has started already, I know, in England. In England, UK, you have already schooled, and I'm sure their area is developing all over the world now, and that's the future of tomorrow, of the school system of tomorrow. There are schools in UK where they first identify the psychic abilities of a kid and develop it. They entice the kids to develop telepathy and remote viewing and energy work and everything. That is fantastic. Imagine if all of us would have been in such school instead of being told learn this by heart and shut up and don't think you know. Q. Is in Egypt the goddess Bastet related to land people? I don't think so, although there are gods who are remnants of ancient gods, where races of beings from different origins have simulated with animal-like features. Some other Egyptian gods, such as Bastet, who is a minor god, she's not part of the Aeneid, the nine primordial gods, she's the goddess of home, child birth. Say looks after the home, the household, as cats do. So Bastet represents this, a divinity who protects the house, and she's the healer, she's the medicine, because that's what cats do. The Egyptians had ability and the not the ability done the habit to imagine divinities to represent aspects, and they would give a head of animal. It's to represent the abilities of this animal. For instance, Anubis. Anubis is the guardian of the dead. He, and it's not BS what I'm saying, I am qualified Egyptologist, it's very sad that you need to precise these things nowadays. Anyway, Anubis has the head of a jackal, you know. So why he has a head of a jackal? Not because he really had one, or it was like this with charcoal head. No, jackal is a wild dog, it's even the family related to foxes. Why? B. 371, cause when you've been to Egypt, those who have been to Luxor, something that strikes you is their perfect separation, like cut off the green Nile Valley, the fertile valley and the desert. It says cut. You're in the field and suddenly there's nothing, it's sand. That's it, because it was the ancient fertile soil coming from Ethiopia going with the flood, and now it's there, and that's the fertile valley. And all the necropolis were not in the fertile valley of the living, but in the desert, in the realm of death, of nothing, of sterility, the realm of Seth. So they would put their necropolis in the desert, but not too far, because you want to go and honor your ancestors regularly. So at the entrance of the desert are the necropolis everywhere in Egypt. At the doors of the desert, when you lived in Egypt like I did, as I did for 8 years, you do not go at night in the desert, especially not at the entrance of the desert, because the wild dogs, the hordes, the packs of wild dogs, they are cuties by day, but by night they are ferocious predators. They are biting people, they guard their territory because they live in the desert by day, they are going to walk in the valley and look for food and dove bins and eat few rats and stuff. But during the night they sleep and live in the desert and they are going to protect their territory like hell. Hounds of hell. Why Anubis, who is the guardian of Necropolis, is represented with a dog head or shackle head. Shackles and the dogs, wild dogs are it were different species, but they are together doing the same thing, biting people if you go there at night, because it represents this. Anubis is the guardian of the Necropolis, and who are the guardians in the Necropolis? It's the wild dogs and the jackals. That's why Anubis is represented with the head of a jackal. And this goes for many, many Egyptian gods. Ormen, now we are all going into the system of Derism. It is in Lyra's zone, Kepler 7b. There are many races living there, but there is a race of Lani there. Who do we discover here? The Ormen, still feline features. They're still the same species, but these ones they live on the third planet of Kepler 7b. They are a Lan colony from the Man system which evolved by genetic assimilation to local life forms in order to adapt to new environmental conditions. Initially humanoids with feline features, they mix with local reptoids and stabilized with time. So you have now this Lan humanoids who have interbred with local reptoids. Imagine that. The Ormen, smaller than the original Lani, the Ormen fishonomy combines feline characteristics with reptoid biology. They do not interact with Terra's affair, but they are members of the Galactic Federation of Worlds and a peculiar race worth mentioning about. Hargaliail Hargaliat, it's Kepler 37, just right in the middle of the Lyra constellation. They have feline features, of course, they are Lani, but that's more their name is, and you know why they look like more humans, because they are Aiel. The Hargaliai are a mix from Caucasian humanoids, you know so much and that is no more worth telling about them. So they are Argerly Hail. They live in the Harglia planetary system of 3 Kepler 37, two of them are sterile planetoids, but the Lan colonist Terra formed the third one, which offered satisfying background for the seeding of life. Hargaliai are hybrids of Talon Lani, a particular man subspecies, named Aiel or Aiel, still keeping some slight feline features. The Aiel have more humanoid look. They their abundant hair, varying color and textures. They have human proportions in their face, but their nose and eyes kept their recognizable Lan signature. 372, they did make it to Terra a very long time ago and even played a role inside Lani in the colonization of some territories of Middle East and North Africa, before retiring, when a war with the Chuka brutally occurred. Although involving the Galactic Council, they never came back to Terra. The Lan are humanoid species with features that look like feline, but they are not feline. They have nothing to do with Earth animals such as lions and cats, they are not related to cats and lions. Q. Can you say a bit about the Man system and how it relates to human? Man system, Kepler 62. Why? Because they call their star Mana and they're all Man people Anto in Tamil language, which is the language from the Man system, who means sun, you know. The Lani been all over the place in this galaxy, they have seeded colonies everywhere and they like to try genetics and they're very good at that and they love doing this. Why do Neva find yourself abducted by Lani on spaceships doing experiment on you? Because they don't do that, they don't abduct people to do experiments. They do hybridization agendas, but for good purpose. To breed themselves when they arrive on the planet to be able to that their descendants can settle there. Yes, they do genetic researches and experiments, but it's very ethical. Oh, by the way, I met a mantis being last week and visiting Thorhan, and I'm going to talk about that in my book, An Amazing Female Mantis, Mashor, and I learned a lot again. Q. Their worship source. They don't worship, they tuning with source by themselves. They have embraced the spirituality of connecting with Source. In the Orion constellation, not everyone is bad. It's like on Earth, not everyone is bad, not everyone is good. I hate these names, I rather say progressive or regressive. Blue avians, carrions, there is a species that is very progressive, that some of you have heard about by the name the Blue Avians. They have colonies everywhere. The Blue Avians that are in this Orion star system, which is Betelgeuse, as well Eban. The Eban are pure criminals. They are the ones who signed with Themge 12. Betelgeuse, the place you don't want to go. The Carrions, they are humanoid-like with bird features. They come from the fourth planet in the Carina system, Carrion. Carrions are originally Larn colonists who settled in the Orion zone on a walled name Carrion. Regarding to the conditions being more tropical, damp and hot than their original home world in the Mant system Egeria, and due to the composition of the atmosphere Thavi couldn't change, risking to endanger the local ecosystem, they genetically mutated by hybridization with local species. They look like humanoids with bird features, generally with blue or feathered hoodies, bodies and wings, and very sharp and angular facial structure resembling to bird's head. Because of the genetic freedom of experimentation on themselves, they reached on Carrion fascinating diversity of forms, but although they mutated greatly, the Carrion preserved with immense sacredness the culture and principle of their world of origin in the Man system. Carrions, Carriu, even though they resemble two birds, have remained mammals and kept their productive functions unchanged. You call them by the Terran term the Blue Avians. They have, 373, joined the membership with the Galactic Federation of Worlds, although they very rarely leave their planet. Karu are wise beings and peace ambassadors for the Federation. TT have passed agreements and treaties with their threatening close neighbors, the Eban and the Grail, which protects them from any harm from them. They chose to intervene in the process of the Terran ascension by psychic and etheric contacts. They have starseed programs. Carrier use etheric ships and interdimensional travel. Q. Are the Carrier the ancient builder race? If yes, how far into the galaxy have they gone? Also, are beasts really gigantically big guys? I don't think they are builder race, because they're hybrid race. They're not very ancient. They are derived from Lani, who are genetic masters geneticists, so they may have also built other worlds and races. That's totally possible. I know they have colonies a bit other places in the galaxy. They have the same size as Lani, means maybe 2 meters high. Q. Are the Carri 6th density, and apparently Ra was known to be a Carri according to Curry Good. Thank you for telling me. I think they are higher density. They may be 5 or 6. Q. What about the golden bird-like species? The Kerr, they are from the Orion zone as well. These are totally different. They have nothing to do with the Carrion. They are called the golden birds, because they put on their body a kind of a golden liquid. They are bird humanoids, see Orion is. Their race is related to the Anunnaki. Conclusions: I wanted to tell you about a device, which is the Deem device. I will talk about it better next time. The Deem's device is a healing device, that has been downloaded to someone who contacted me. Who might again amites. The DIMS device works with electromagnetic fields and torsion fields, and it's a healing device, and you can remove implants with that. There's a lot of Lani starseeds here. You call yourselves Lyra and starseeds, but in fact you are Lan starseed. You are part of the program, and you are a very wise old ancient being belonging to our culture that is so wise and so non-legible and so beautiful. Be proud of who you are. Connect with who you are, embrace it. Behave like this. The Lani, they have poise, they are very elegant beings, but don't mess with them. You know, in Egypt, the goddess Sekhmet is a total representation of Lani. You didn't mess with this one. She could purr in your arms. She could bring knowledge, she carries the fire. The fire can be the alchemical fire of enlightenment, but it can also be the fire that destroys the impurities and cleans or destroys your enemies. That's what the Lani are. Keepers or the fire of knowledge. If you are not Lan, you have access by 374, reconnecting with yourself to tremendous wise knowledge, and you are here to teach others. Lan starseeds are teachers here and healers also. You have a fantastic ability to heal, but also you are here to teach what to teach humans of Terra, how to reconnect with themselves, how to reconnect with who they truly are and how to access this knowledge by accessing the inner vortex and heart. When you are in difficulties in life, ask protection from the Lani.